Thanks for downloading this podcast. It's for personal use only and must not be broadcast, reproduced, or used in any form without permission.
Tell your friends they can get their own copy wherever they get their podcasts.
Good morning and welcome to the start of the NLS season, the 66th ADAC Westfalen Fahrt. And we have a slight delay in that we have snow. Last weekend, the pre-season test was cancelled because it was way below 0 degrees. Today, a little bit warmer. But the good news is, when I arrived this morning in studio, the snow had just started. Though delayed, will be upon us soon. Of course, race control, looking at the circumstances. We've got some fantastic shots out over the circuit from the helicopter, which is really, really useful for those in race control, particularly with a circuit as long as the Nordschleife. My name is Bruce Jones, joined, delighted to say, by Peter Snowden. Apt name today, Snowy.
Absolutely. Definitely my time has come once. And winter wonderland at Nordschleife. Who'd have thought it, hey? You say last week, cancelled because of snow. We thought this week it would be clear. No, temperatures are rising. But I love the idea of the benefit of the temperatures rising is that it's melting the snow in the gravel traps so they do their job before we go racing.
Look, I think what that does, it absolutely emphasises the enthusiasm, the optimism about going racing again. In 2020, in really difficult times, the pandemic spread around Europe, the fact that we managed to knit together a lot of NLS races, we developed the protocols that enabled this many cars. We had 144 cars on the entry list for this weekend. You can't do that unless your protocols are in place for social distancing and so on. And I think the German model has been absolutely fantastic. So here we are, ready to go racing, ready to go qualifying, hopefully. There was quite a lot of track time yesterday, fortunately. But the flip side of fortunately is unfortunately. And the first car on the entry list took the number down from 144 cars in the field to 143 because, unfortunately, the number two Mercedes-AMG team GetSpeed ended up in the barriers at Schwalbenschwanz. Danny Junkerdeer, on the works roster for Mercedes this year, a little slip up there. He is okay. The car, sadly, one of the most likely front runners, is not. And for people like his team, one of his teammates, Raffaele Marcello, they hot footed it from Paul Ricard from testing for the oncoming GT3 season for the GT World Challenge. And got to the circuit, loves racing on the Nordschleife, but for Rafa Marcello, he had to put up the typical tongue-in-cheek, wry Twitter feed saying, all will be okay, we will be back. And so for Maxi Gotts, also on the sideline. But we've still got a fantastic entry list, which is actually the point I started trying to make about 3 minutes ago. It's astonishing, and it's right the way down the field. Look down in the pit lane. Coronel on the side of a VW Golf. Tom Coronel can't keep that Flying Dutchman down, and he will be going out. And again, it just emphasises the breadth of talent in this field, the breadth, the variety, that always, if you're new to the Nürburgring Langstrecken series, the spread of cars, Snowy, is phenomenal, isn't it? It's not just one class racing, far from it.
Absolutely. I mean, what did you say, 23 classes, we said last year. Just looking at that Tommy Coronel car, I think we quoted this a couple of times last year, didn't we, Bruce, that if there's a touring car style car being raced anywhere in Europe, Tommy Coronel's probably on the entry list in a seat somewhere, quite often in more than two cars, more than one car, probably in two cars, in one race. Just very quickly, the car you've just pointed out there, we've got a footage of the pit lane there, just for everybody listening. You've just called me Snowy, as is the weather. Not just is it clear, it's actually snowing again, quite clearly, in the pit lane. So it's going to get more and more interesting. I mean, as you said last year, VLN, ADAC, between them, they gave us the model, really, of how to go racing again. You know, the pit lane bit, what we used to call the shopping mall, the concrete bit around the back, we did it mockingly, but it was fantastic. It worked, its efficiency, an absolute model of, dare I say, German efficiency. But they gave us a model how to go racing again. And as you said, it was a template for us to go back to it. The rest of us, the world followed. We didn't expect second rises, third rises, etc. So here we are again. And who'd have thought we'd have sat there months ago? We've talked a few weeks ago, Bruce, on off air, as it were, over the winter, Christmas and whatever, all the usual greetings and seasons, New Year's and whatever, and can't wait to go racing again, can't wait to go commentating. All the things we thought we weren't going to have to deal with in 2019, we had to deal with last year, a global pandemic, and now we're dealing with snow at the Nordschleife. How more basic can we get?
In so many ways, its return to normality, which is what we've craved.
There is that.
You know with the Nürburgring Langstrecken series that it runs from spring through until autumn, and we know that even in the height of summer you can have very varied weather on this most magnificent circuit. And I'd say what it's doing now, it's reverting to norm. So that's fine. When you enter this championship, you do it because you want to do this great multi-class race. The quality of the field rises year on year, so it's becoming ever more attractive to do. You've got the circuit to embrace, but you've always got the weather at the Nürburgring. It's one of those factors. Of course, if you're a Nürburgring novice, you won't welcome the snow. But the really quick guys, they know where the water lies deepest. They know this track inside out. They probably actually rather welcome this. It's all part of the variety.
Absolutely. It is getting really quite heavy, actually. Now it really is starting to come down. But it's quite incredible. It's is it the Jaws film back in the 1970s that it's just when you thought it was safe to sort of go back in the water, and just when you thought we gave you a global pandemic, we threw it at you, you dealt with it. Oh, very efficient, very good. Tell you what.
Dum, dum,
exactly, dum, dum. The music. And let's put snow in. Now, we're seeing some footage now, just very quickly, on our Grace Cam of Hatzenbach, haven't we? No, Hohenwacker, up to Tiergarten, the end there. And it isn't just snowing. They're going to be building snowmen in the pit lane soon.
They were building snow. The snow, when it started, came down very quickly and did that strange thing where, you know, snow, particularly in places like the UK, it sort of approaches the ground. The ground is wet, so it doesn't necessarily settle. But here it settled very quickly. In fact, the snowman is still just behind Tom Coronel's 333 VW Golf, still on the sort of red line.
I said that in jest. I didn't realise there really was one in the pit lane. Yes,
I just presumed you were falling back on being clairvoyant. It was built very quickly, and yes,
write down the first six numbers you can think of. Yes, on that basis,
exactly. Reason for crashing in the pit lane: well, I was avoiding the snowman. Yeah. But certainly, yeah, the weather is tricky right now. The track is definitely tricky. And for some drivers, they'll have that book of excuses already in their motorhome. That the test session was cancelled because it was too snowy and too cold. Not snowy last time, it was just way below freezing. Was it tipped to go down to minus 10? Did you get any heat in the tyres?
No, you know, we had this conversation not that long ago. I've been there in that situation of going out on slicks in the snow and thinking, yes, risk versus expense ratio, maybe not. I think we'll just do it an out and in, shall we? It's really, really not worth it. The wheel of an expensive GT car, and it doesn't help the whole programme or the team if you end up in the barriers with the car. Because of snow, it's not one of those things you'd expect normally, is it?
No, absolutely not. And right now, I can tell you the course vehicles are going around track inspection. Helicopter, in fact, might have to come down because the weather has become sufficiently bad. About 10, 15 minutes ago, it was giving us fabulous shots. You could see all around the circuit. And looking down on the trees, no snow settled on the trees. You could see it just on the rim, on the grass verges in front of the barriers. And as we know, snowy on the Nordschleife, the barriers come after a strip of grass that is less than a car length wide.
I was going to say, we've said this so many times, haven't we, Bruce, during our coverage of these various races the last couple of years, that there really is no margin for error. And it's not just a joke, it's not just a phrase or a cliche. The little bit of grass at the strip at the side of the track is minimal, and you are in contact with the barrier. You say you can get maybe two wheels on. That's probably about as far as you want to go. If you get the whole car onto the grass, you are effectively millimetres away from the barrier. And I think a lot of it is potluckers where that does happen. Now, snow on it, wet. We all know motor cars pick up speed on wet grass. Snow's done exactly the same thing. I think we're going to get I can't see us going ahead with a start on time at the moment with this amount of snow coming down. Or they just say, take a gung-ho Cavalier attitude and just say, well, somebody's actually they're filming the snowman in the pit lane. Just make sure that's probably the only spectator we've got, really, isn't it?
Well, up and down the paddock, let's just reiterate, 143 cars due to come out and play. Race starts scheduled for 12 o'clock local time, 11 o'clock UK time, and translate to wherever you are on the planet. But the snow that came disappeared and is now back with a vengeance. It's settling on the grass verges all over again. The course vehicle that just gone around after track inspection has pulled in at pit entry, and I think they might start having to either take the decision that the race starts on time but behind the safety car, and they run around slowly until the conditions improve. But right now the conditions are sadly going in the opposite direction. The visibility is becoming poor, as well as the fact the track surface is wet. There's nothing the drivers can't cope with, but you combine those two. You combine the fact that if you go off, those grass verges are literally not there and they're covered in snow. And I think we are going to have, they've got a choice. Delay the start, or qualifying, they might have to just pull the names out of a hat. And or start behind the safety car. That's my feeling at the moment. But even as I speak, a long shot down Dottinger. Well, I know Dottinger is there, but I can't see it.
And that's the point. And the governing factor is, of course, visibility. You know, whether drivers can cope with the track and abilities, talent, experience, whatever, all comes into play. But at the end of the day, it's visibility. The simplest thing from an operational point of view, as we know only too well, Bruce, is marshals posts. Can marshals convey information across to the next post if something happens, advance warning, etc.? And that's the governing factor at the end of the day, which, as you said quite rightly, the scenes we're just seeing from Jim and Race Control of Dottinger there, it's actually, as we speak, even in the sentence I've been talking from of yours, it's reducing in that time. So I would be I'm not going to second guess, it's not our place, but I would not be at all surprised if we had a delayed start, as you say, Bruce, or qualifying, probably not a qualifying, maybe. That's a thought, you say. Maybe they can draw names out of a hat or go on yesterday's pre-season test times.
Yeah, they're certainly going to, but I mean, we might start getting a decision either way fairly soon, because Race Control have got the race director back with them. And right now, it's probably not going to be just his decision. It's going to be a committee one. But in fact, I think the decision is being made by the fact the weather. It is unbelievable. It's like someone has got a control button. And they're just saying less vision.
It's really like digital racing, isn't it? Where you can alter it completely and just say, hang on, this is working so fine. So let's add in rain. Let's turn it down. We'll have rain at 6. We'll put snow at 8 and we'll do whatever. It's, as you say, it's almost exactly this. Somebody's just turned a switch and said, right, let's just put this layer in, quite literally, of snow.
And obviously the thing that never needs reiterating, but I'm going to do it anyhow. At the Nürburgring, you can see one thing on the pit straight and quite another even behind the paddock, and let alone what's out around the back of the circuit, around Westfalen, Exmühle, and all the far corners of the circuit. So I'm sure the helicopter has been grounded. They can't check from that. But with that lap that must have taken probably about 30 minutes, I'd suggest, going around slowly taking a look at the conditions, the race director would have drawn a view. But the trouble is, that's the view he's seen as he passes parts of the circuit. But within 5 minutes behind him, the visibility might have improved, or it might have got a whole lot worse. So we're in holding formation. Qualifying has yet to happen. The race start, we are waiting for signal. Will that be in just over half an hour? We've got 33 minutes to the due start time of the 66 Westfalenfahrt. We're here, ready to go racing. But the big question is when, and possibly, dare I say it, if.
I say we're qualifying to do, of course, in between. That's we haven't even got that far. I'm going to say 32 minutes off race start. So there's everything to play for. We've said this so many times, Bruce, haven't we, about we say that Spa has a microclimate. It's only 60 k's away over across the border. But the Nürburgring, sure, the sheer topography, size of the circuit and the geography of the place, I've never seen weather change quite that quickly. As we were talking in a sentence, watching the visibility physically change during the sentence.
You know me, massive optimist in life. While you were having that sentence, we had a view down the start finish straight from about three quarters of the way down, looking back towards Race Control, and suddenly I could see Race Control. But it is going to ebb and flow, this weather. It's certainly very, very difficult. So, but let's just look at the entry list for this event. It is phenomenal. I touched on the fact that the entry list gets better and better in the Nürburgring Langstrecken Series. A few years ago, some of the works teams sort of dipped their toe in the water, had to do the qualifying race because their main target was the Nürburgring 24 hours in the summer. But, and a huge but here, and a massive accolade to the organisers, is the fact that now, with GT racing growing exponentially in recent years all around the planet, with the GT3 format, SP9, as it is here in the NLS, now so many manufacturers come and compete in this on an increasing basis. They may not do all nine of the rounds. They might have cars in for six or seven. But for the works drivers, I've touched on Raffaele Marchiello, people like him, they are racing almost every weekend through the year. And it becomes such a personal thing. you've got your rivals in the various championships, you're doing that one, I'm doing that one, but they come and play on this circuit. And I tell you what, the accolade of winning here is still way out front, and it keeps them on their toes. And for a lot of these people, particularly after last year with quite a few championships being trimmed and cut back, these are racing drivers. They want to race.
Funnily enough, they do. And I would say that, you know, the Nordschleife is arguably the most daunting challenge of race circuits in the world. There are other probable candidates for that accolade. Everything's got different reasons. Monza, super fast. Spa, I think Spa's possibly my favourite circuit, just because of rhythm and flow, and anything at Spa is interesting. And it's one of those circuits that suits all different types, whether it be historics or Formula One or whatever. It copes everything.
Good beer and good chips as well.
Well, there is that. But the Nürburgring, it's got everything and more. And it never stops throwing. Just when you think you know something, you said earlier about the drivers knowing this place inside out, etc., etc. Yes, they do. But there's always something else. We've just done it in our pre-bit there, haven't we? We're talking about the pandemic. We're talking about what we call the shopping mall, where they go in through garage one, out the back, around the shopping mall, the carousel in the paddock, and back out again into the pits for the SB9 cars, changing tyres and being serviced there, etc. They adapt and adapt and adapt, and then the Nürburgring has that sort of, it's had a bit of a sleep over the winter and just said, actually, you've adapted quite well, but I'm going to throw something else at you. I'm going to change the weather. And just when you thought you were talking about that, I'm going to change it back again. somebody's playing with this, Bruce.
They are, but 9 races around here, typical length, 4 hours. We do have the longer one in the middle of the season. Mm-hmm. It's like 9 races at 9 different circuits.
Absolutely.
And so you might think, oh, are you only going to race at one circuit this year? Mm-hmm. Oh, the variety. Could it be any more than it is? It's becoming much, much brighter in the pit lane, says the optimist. We can see the tower of Nürburgring Castle. About five minutes ago, we could not see that at all. So there's still optimism. It's still sort of just on the edge of snow around the start-finish straight, but things are suddenly swinging back. The barometer of optimism is making a move in the right direction at the moment. So still the red flag out around the circuit. Qualifying for the opening round of the 2021 NLS has yet to take place, but the weather gods are playing with us at the moment. But at the moment, I think they're starting to be a little kind. But let's just stress, the circuit is very cold. It's very wet in parts. And you do not go on the grass, because it's not green. It is. It's green grass, but it's covered with white snow. And then just beyond, the blink of an eye, are the barriers. So race control, very busy at the moment, and they've got to be very cautious. Go too soon, and it could be immensely tricky. But the urge to go racing, clearly, for the opening round, is very, very strong indeed. And we're with them on that.
And again, that's something else. That's one of the elements of this circuit. A, it's got its 170-plus, whatever the corners is, it's... People argue with that, but it's significant number of corners. And when we say if you get to 15 corners on a circuit, then you know you're doing quite well. This place 170 thereabouts, 160, 170. It's you know multiple corners. We all want to go racing. We all get excited. Drivers are naturally wanting to win. You don't win it at the first corner. You don't win it on the first lap. A lap here, by the way, is let's say 10 minutes. But it's certainly the starting lap with a rolling start. But it's a 4-hour race. And there's 9 of them. There's 8 of them and a 6-hour race. And, of course, the 24-hour as well. And as you say, every single one is different. So there's all that psychology of a driver that we want to get out there. It's raining. And almost these conditions, a bit of delay, a bit of snow. Is it, isn't it? Are we not going to go racing? That's where the drivers that stay calm through all that are going to get the advantage of not be worried about it, not get stressed about it, as in you're champing at the bit. You want to get in there. You want to put the pedal to the metal, to use an American phrase. You want to get going and get racing, but you've got to control it. You've got to temper it, get the right mentality, just get out there, stay calm, first corner, keep out of trouble. And it's the age-old adage. I've said it many a time, and at the risk of sounding boring, it's the age-old adage of endurance racing. How do you get to the front, or how do you win endurance racing? Stay out of the pits and stay out of trouble. Those two things.
So those who've been competing on this circuit for 20 years and more, they have the experience and they will see the weather is changing. So will their rivals. They'll be less fearsome of what the weather will throw at them. And they will know, just hold a little bit back around the opening laps, whatever the conditions are. Because with such a packed field, yes, you could lose a few places, but equally press too hard and you could give your season a bit of a setback. If you weren't with us at the start of the broadcast, sadly, car number two, the first car on the entry list from Team GetSpeed, had a little prang yesterday at Schwalbenschwanz with Danny Junkadea at the wheel. He is fine. The car is not well enough to compete in this race. So one of the top runners scratched there. But GetSpeed, they still have two other cars in this field. The team from just across the road, they've got François Perrudo, Manu Collard and Mathieu Vassiviere in the number 8 Mercedes-AMG. And John and Janine Schoffner. Janine raced as Janine Hill last year, and young charger Moritz Krantz, they're in car number 9. So GetSpeed, very, very busy. And one thing that's really been extremely noticeable in recent years, Snowy, is the fact that so many teams have been created to compete, not just in the Nürburgring Langstrecken series, but other GT series around the world that are growing and growing. And GetSpeed is getting work support now. So in the space of a handful of years, they've really risen up the pecking order. And so many of these teams are based literally just across the way in Moyspath, which is when you're driving flat out from the Dottinghoe back to the pits, if you could see, just there's a hedge to your left, line of trees, and there's a fairly main road. And the other side of the main road is, it used to be green fields and trees, and now it is an absolute mecca of manufacturers, race teams, tyre suppliers, a whole industry. And so when this circuit was built long, long ago, it was a way to bring employment to this rural area of southern Germany. Fruit has been born. There is a whole industry here. And we're just getting news that, unfortunately, round one, the 66 ADAC Westfalenfahrt, has been cancelled because the conditions are too difficult for us to go racing to kick off the 21 season. I'm deeply disappointed, but fully understand. The optimist that sits here kept looking for breaks in the cloud, and we saw blue sky. There is blue sky at the moment, but there is more weather on the way. So that is confirmation. The race has been cancelled. Hugely sad. But looking at the snow all around the circuit, wet circuit, snow on the verges, more snow on the way. Visibility, as we saw, swung in from clear visibility, as we have now in the pit lane. That's the galling bit, Peter, to almost no visibility in a handful of minutes. And if that happens again, if that happens during the race, then it would have to be red flagged anyway.
Well, it does. It just reinforces that which you said earlier, Bruce, even just a few minutes ago in our build-up, that the what you can see in the pit lane, you quite rightly described. 1 minute it's snow. There's a snowman there. People taking photographs. It darkens. It gets worse. It then brightens up. But, as you say, a few metres away, 100 metres away, half a kilometre away, which is only a fraction of this circuit, it can be totally different. We had this with the, instead about the visibility, we had this for the 24-hour last September, didn't we, at this circuit, that it just got so bad they couldn't see it. They stopped it for eight, nine hours during the night. And I guess that's the risk, isn't it, of starting the race and getting half an hour in.
I think one of the points is it's not just the visibility is in and out, the track, its surface is wet. It's the fact that everything beyond the white line at the edge of the circuit is treacherous. Race cancelled. There's the message on the screen just come up from race control. NLS1 cancelled. Weather, track conditions just too difficult. After snow literally started to fall about 15 minutes before they were due to go out in qualifying. Don't forget, last weekend, the conditions were so cold here, it was sub-zero, that all testing was pulled to a halt before it could get going. But they did get track time yesterday. So that's in the bag. Race number one cancelled. Race number two, that means we'll have an eight-round championship, is on the 17th of April. And let's hope the weather turns to be better for that. Proper spring weather, we hope to have then. But right now, weather has, conditions have been too difficult. The race has been cancelled. So for a lot of these teams that raced to get here, some of the drivers were competing for 2 days in tests down, not competing, taking part in tests down at Paul Ricard. So they came up here thinking, right, but let's go racing. Much more fun than testing. And alas for them, it will not be. And for all the regulars who spent the winter planning how to go racing again and just thinking, you know, what's it like? You're a racing driver. You want to go racing. A lot of these drivers are also business people. But this is what they do to get their normality back and have fun, which is something that's been in fairly short order in the last year. And so the first bit of fun has been spiked, but we will be back.
I think your point you've just made is that, you know, drivers thinking, what's it like to go racing? As we've forgotten because of the winter. Well, unfortunately, that question is going to be dragged out for another couple of weeks, because it's still, what's it like to go out racing? And the heartache for, you say, all the infrastructure, all the logistics of the team. It's not just the drivers. That's the bit we get to talk about, very luckily. But it's all the infrastructure of each and individual team there, the amount of people involved, getting everything there, all the setup, all the catering, whatever, accommodation, everything. It affects so many people, thousands upon people. We have no spectators currently, so okay, there isn't that. People have to go home, but it's that sudden. It's almost what do we do now? It's that shock of, okay, it's cancelled. What do you mean it's cancelled? All that build-up, all that tension, all the hype that you go through, pre-season, the testing. Obviously, you said that quite rightly, got moved on from last Saturday to yesterday. GetSpeed are probably now going, well, that wasn't so bad, was it? It makes no odds to them now. So, nil point for everybody, unfortunately. What a shame.
It is, but I've said this to you sort of off-air that, hey, we're going racing again, getting my mojo back. It's what we do. But actually, a very good point. It's not just
the
drivers.
Don't say it again, then.
I shan't. I take a fraction of the blame. But it's everybody up and down the pit lane. And again, the sheer numbers, of course, numbers slightly reduced because social distancing teams allow fewer drivers, fewer people to help with each of the cars. But for everybody up and down, this is what we do. This is what we want to do. And sadly, at the first hurdle, we've clipped the top of it and we've gone for a bit of a purler. But no real damage done, and that really is the message that has to go across. It was deemed too risky to go out to play today. There are still 8 more rounds of the Nürburgring Langstrecken series. The next one, as I just mentioned, is on the 17th of April. Round 2 will become round 1. And just to taunt us, the Schloss atop the hill above Nürburgring village is plain to the eye.
You can even see the texture of it. Before, it was a little bit dark. Now you can see the texture of the stonework. As you say, it looks great. And ordinarily, we'd be doing a build-up to this, Bruce, just saying, there's the Schloss, and we're about to have qualifying underway, and what's going to happen? And we're sitting here at the same time saying, it's been cancelled, which is it's extraordinary. I have to say, Bruce, of all the things I expected to be saying today, NLS 1 in 2021, it was not, it's sadly been cancelled. I was not expecting that one, and didn't see that one coming.
I've got to go home and put compost on the garden. I've now lost my mojo. But
we could talk for the next 4 hours if you like. It's fine.
Get those words out. They've been bottled up over the winter.
Exactly. Pre-race tension.
But if you're looking at any of the images from around the circuit, and if you're not, if you're listening, let me just explain. There's been snow. There's been rain. It's trying to do both at the same time. It's then become sunny. It's now grey. But the fact is, the snow is still settled on the grass, and it is very, very wet offline. That is the driving force behind the cancellation of round one. But really, the thing that concerned me was the lack of visibility when the snow came. The helicopter had to go down that had been sending us 10 minutes before fabulous images from the far side of the circuit. Actually, I could have watched that helicopter go around for days. I mean, this circuit, it just is, it's a gift that keeps on giving, but today it's been taken away.
Well, gifts that keep giving. I thought you were in a West End musical there when you were saying, there's been snow, there's been rain. I thought you burst into song, Bruce, and a whole new talent of yours that we didn't know about.
No, this is it. What you see is what you get.
I thought it was in Drury Lane, never mind Nürburgring. Oh, look, there's a song in here somewhere. Has he got hidden talent? Well, we know he's got hidden talents. I didn't realise it was going to be singing, that was all. But you're going to keep that one, you keep your powder dry on that one until NLS 2 now, are you?
No. Well,
so is it NLS 1 or is it NLS 2 the next round? It's NLS 1, oh, isn't it?
Well, yes, I'd support NLS 2. The rules are as they were. But one of the things the race control was concerned about was actually that they wanted the rain to fall on the gravel traps around the circuit, where there are gravel traps, because they were frozen with all the snow. Because if you arrive at a frozen gravel trap, skip, skip, slam, you know, they're no use at all.
But it's a kind of contradiction as well, isn't it? Because we've waxed lyrical or explained earlier about certain parts of the Nordschleife, not the Nürburgring, but the Nordschleife. So the Nürburgring, let's fall like the Grand Prix circuit. Yes, that's current standard. It's got gravel traps. So on that part of it, you've got one operational issue of the gravel traps have got to be efficient and stop cars when they go off. But the rest of the circuit, which is how much of a bigger percent of the lap is the rest of the circuit, the Nordschleife? I've never done the math, but it's got to be
a lot.
80-plus percent of the entire lap. There is no runoff, so it's kind of irrelevant. So the gravel traps that aren't unfrozen, haven't thawed on the smaller part of the circuit, are preventing us taking part on, let's say, 85% of the lap, where there's no runoff. It seems a bit of an oxymoron.
Picky. No, you're quite right. I'll go with you on that.
It's the driver genes in me. I want to go racing, you know. I want to see cars going away. I want to talk about going racing. I want to talk about racing with you, Bruce.
Well, it's been a long winter and was really, really keen to be back in the saddle. Unfortunately, that's been thwarted. And I'm afraid this broadcast is about to come to an end. We had so many words saved up, so many cliches, so many things to add to the show. But really, what we wanted, first and foremost, as we get to the end of March, was some racing to see. So don't forget, on the Radio Show Limited, plenty more racing to follow on the other channels. And down in Mugello, the weather is not with snow in the air. It's with blossom in the trees. And second part of the 12 hours there, still going. So make sure you switch over to that. And apologise to everyone that we can't provide you racing from the Nürburgring Nordschleife today because the snow flurry that was followed by terrible lack of visibility and heavy rain means that it's deemed unsafe to go racing. But we will be back, though, 17th of April. Do join us for NLS round number 2.
This programme is a Radio Show Limited production.
Tell your friends there's more at RadioLeMans.com.